Have you ever found that first impressions last? I don't know. Has anybody here kind of had a job interview in the last month or month and a half or so? Those of you who have, what did you do? You made sure you wore the right clothing, didn't you? You made sure you brushed your teeth that morning. I mean, of course, you brush your teeth every morning, but you made sure that your hair was done properly. All right, your nails were cut. People work hard to present themselves well because first impressions last. And that's why we were taught as we were kids, when I was a kid, when you first meet someone, what do? You look them in the eye, you grip their hand firmly, but not too firm, all right, and shake it and say clearly and confidently, "Hi, I'm Bob." All right? Well, I'm not Bob, but I would say something else. These days, your first impression, though, is more likely to be made, what, online, isn't it? Whether it's Facebook or LinkedIn, all right? I know from the fact that my email gets, you know, smashed by some requests from some of you. I know a lot of you guys are on LinkedIn because of work. That's how we kind of put ourselves out there. When that's the case, your bit about yourself in Facebook or your bio in LinkedIn is actually how people will get their first impressions, isn't it? So you want to make sure you have snappy one-liners like these I scout from Facebook and more generally the internet. Try this one. "My opinions have changed, may have changed, but not the fact that I'm right," says one very, very correct Facebook user. How about this one? "I'm not crazy. My reality is just different than yours," says another. Or, "I always learn from the mistakes of others who take my advice." It's really good, isn't it? I don't listen to that person. Or, "I still don't understand Facebook, but here I am." Sounds like someone from my generation or above. How about this one? "Don't follow me because I don't even know where I'm going." At least they're humble, they're honest about it. And this is my favorite. Sounds like someone who just finished uni. "At last, I graduated. Now, a thermometer is not the only thing in the world to have degrees without brains." Okay, all right. It looked more funny online. Anyway, whether you're trying to show off your funny side or your personality or put your best foot forward for your next job, it's important to introduce yourself well because first impressions last. This morning, we start a new series in this term in the letter of Romans, where the Apostle Paul's doing exactly the same thing, introducing himself to these Christians, these people in Rome, who we'll see next week he hopes to visit. This is his opportunity to make a good impression. Not that he's funny, not that he's kind of crazy and zany, or that he's particularly competent, but actually it's very little about him. It's more about his